with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. I hope you're out in your backyard working on your Super Bowl recipes so that when everybody comes over and sits in front of your 80-incher, that you're putting out platters of food that everybody's going to get a little enjoyment out of. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, man?
Hey, welcome back to the Grilling Guys. And don't forget to check us out on the interweb. It's thegrillingguys.com. Go up to the top right corner. You'll find a headset you can click on to send this show to your phone. It's actually a free podcast as well as just a fun show. But a lot of millennials, dude, are podcasting, and you would be shocked at the podcast numbers we have. So keep it up out there, everybody who's downloading the podcast. We are on more and more stations, and there's many more stations than are listed currently on the on our site. So if you're listening outside the West Michigan market, hit us on Facebook and tell us what your station is that you're listening on. We'd like that feedback from you, and we'll make sure and get all the stations on the website. But you can follow me on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. And, of course, we're on Facebook / The Grilling Guys, and we love it when you post pictures on our Facebook page.
Bob, this time of year, the iron skillet is something that like to use, because when it's cold out and you put a little heat on that iron skillet, it'll heat up uniformly across. Doesn't matter where the heat source is underneath it. The conductivity of that skillet makes it a perfect place to do some cooking. And you use your iron skillets a lot more than I do.
Ton.
And what I want to talk about is a skillet steak. And give us an idea, because if you don't want to do it on the grill and you want to do it in an iron skillet, you could do it inside if you're a wimp, or if you can go outside
whatever.
And you want to set it on the grill, you can use it there too. But there are some tips and techniques about using that
chefs
iron.
Chefs do it all the time.
Right.
Actually, you know, in the past, we've eaten steaks that came off a griddle.
Right.
For years and never thought they were bad steaks. They tasted darn good.
Right.
Cast iron's almost like having a rebirth or something. Babe Winkleman's wife, Chris, called me just last night, and she was talking about Lodge, and I was laughing. She was trying to sell me on Lodge.
Right. Are they getting the Winkleman the Winkleman line of Lodge cookware now?
I said, okay. Yeah, you're preaching to the choir, babe.
Yeah.
But cast iron is so convenient and handy, and here's the best part. It's kind of like using that infrared grill you've got, the one you've got and I've got with the glass tops.
Right.
They're so uniform, and cast iron's the same way. It really spreads that heat out nicely.
Right.
And for like doing a steak, my wife's secretary gave me this giant old cast iron pan years ago for deer camp. It has never gone to deer camp.
Right.
Because we use it every day.
I know. It's on your stove. If you were to go to Barbecue Bob's house right now, it's on the stove.
You don't put it away.
They wipe it out. And so let's talk a little bit about seasoning, because yours is ultimately seasoned. Mine probably isn't. But when you season
that big
cast
one
iron,
I bought you mean?
Yeah. Because
you never use it?
It's Michelle and I, right?
You never use it?
Yeah, no, I'm saying I never use it.
You're breaking my heart.
But I've used it a half a dozen times. I don't use it a half a dozen times a
week.
Yeah,
just keep using it, and then just rinse it out with warm water and a scrub brush.
Right.
Never put soap to it.
Right.
And then spray it down with a little oil when you're done. But so for a steak, you can do the same thing. Just heat the thing up. Get your pan nice and hot, and I have a gas stove. I like gas cooktops.
Much better.
Electric ovens. So I have a gas cooktop. And I'll put it on the big burner. This thing's like a 16-inch fry pan, right? And I'll get it nice and hot before I put any oil in there.
So you want it hot before you put the oil in. Don't heat the oil up with the pan.
Right.
Why?
A lot less smoke.
You got it.
And because EVO smokes up a bunch.
Yeah. Some of them will have a higher flash temp than others, but at the end of the day, you're going to go beyond that with the iron
skillet.
Well,
and right now I don't have a range hood in, so since I rebuilt, and I don't have my new stove and hood in yet, so I don't have a vent. So the four smoke detectors I all tied together. Yeah,
one goes, they all
you
go.
You fry bacon, yeah. The whole house is waking up. So it's a fancy alarm clock. So you get that pan heated up nicely. Put in some EVO. I tend to use Tuscan on my steaks. Mm-hmm. And the Old World Olive Company has a Tuscan version, which is really nice. So I'll throw a little of that oil in there. I'm going to have lightly salted and peppered with sea salt and crushed black pepper my steak 5 or 10 minutes before I put it on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to have sat on the counter for an hour warming up before I do that.
Right.
Now, the salt process, I like putting it on 10 minutes before I cook. You can do it a whole bunch of different ways. If you do it an hour before, you're going to have all that osmosis. You're going to have to rinse the slime off it and then pat it down, re-oil it, and put it on. But there's plenty of ways to do it either way, however you want to do it. And then just flash that thing and give it 2 or 3 minutes on one side, 2 or 3 minutes on the other side, and then turn it down and put a lid on it or put it in the oven. Some people will turn it down. Some people will take it off, throw it in the oven uncovered with mushrooms on it.
Yep.
Like white mushrooms, very good for your testosterone level.
There we go.
How would I know that? Facebook.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If it's on that there internet, that means it's true. Yeah.
And all us older guys need more testosterone. My hair's falling out faster than I can pick it up and put it back in.
Dude, that's been a while now. That is not a new occurrence for you. Yeah. But anyway, country ribs. This is pork shoulder cut into a rib-shaped piece of meat. But the cool part is that they're easy to do. You can do a crap load of them at one time, and they're cheap. Right?
I'm thinking it's good Super Bowl food because even if they come in too big, you could cut them in half one more time and have smaller pieces.
Right. So you're buying a whole pork shoulder if you want to cut these yourself, or if you go to a good butcher, they'll have it cut up for you already.
Yeah, that's what I'm voting for.
Right. And they're called a country rib.
And leave the bone in it.
Right.
That's the cheapest way to get them, and it's just fine.
Right. It's shoulder blade bone. When it's cooked, it'll fall right out of there anyway. And what you're going to find is just like your pulled pork, you can put a seasoning profile on that, anything that you like. It'll take a ton of seasoning because it's a big, dense hunk of meat. And dry rub it first, put your wet stuff on at the end, right? That's always been my recommendation with any kind of barbecued pork is if I'm going to season it, I want my dry rubs on while it's cooking through. And I want a flavor sauce on it right at the end just to get it a little tacky and a little bit so that, you know, you get dirty fingers when you're eating it.
I agree. We have on our website a recipe my daughter Emily sent it's a Mexican way to do pork, and I'm at a loss for the term.
El porco.
No. Thank you, Dr. Spanish.
Yeah.
Spanglish. I'm at a loss. I shouldn't have brought it up, but it's becoming one of my favorite profiles because it's basically I put parsley in the blender in my bullet, my magic bullet, and then I chop that up with some onion and garlic, and then I add a bunch of orange juice and beer. I'll marinate the pork in that. And it's fantastic. And then I'll just basically rub the pork down with adobo, whatever favorite adobo flavoring I like.
That's good stuff.
So I'll marinate that butt for like a day in this marinade. And if you don't want to use parsley, you can use cilantro. Works just as well. A little different.
Right.
A little better maybe in my opinion. But they're both very close. They're cousins.
Right.
So it won't matter. But this is a fantastic way to do a butt. So I'm thinking if you were doing country ribs, it would be a fantastic way to do that too, especially if you're just going to cheat and put them in the oven,
which
is
fine.
It absolutely is fine.
Yep.
I'll come up with that and I'll post it.
All right. Very good. Coming up next, We might be traveling to Louisiana and talk to our buddy T. Gidd, because he's going to talk about that seafood broil that you're not going to want to miss. Stick with us. We'll be back. Then she jumps up on the bar.